Hello, everyone. It's Deanna Bartolini. I am going to be talking about Sunday, June 27th, which is the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The Mass readings for that day come from the Book of Wisdom. The psalm is Psalm 30, and I love that refrain. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. And the second reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 8. And then the gospel. The gospel is still, we are still reading the gospel of Mark. This is still during ordinary time. We're going to be reading pretty much the rest of the gospel of Mark from now until Advent, which is in November. So it's chapter 5. And Mark uses an interesting literary device or technique. He puts a story within a story. So first what happens is Jairus, one of a synagogue official, comes and asks Jesus to come and heal his daughter who is dying. And so they go off to do that. But as they all go off, a large crowd presses upon Jesus and everyone around him. And we then get the story of the woman who was afflicted with a hemorrhage for 12 years. Now, there are lots of reasons why this is so important to look at. First of all, both of these stories dealing with healings of women, all right? And the connection here, there's a lot of connections that can be made. But first, to know that in the Jewish tradition, bleeding of any sort made you unclean, whether you were a man or a woman. But in this case, this woman was very much unclean from this continual bleeding, and she had suffered at the hands of doctors. She had spent so much money, and by being unclean, she is not able to be within her family, take care of the duties that she needs to, or any of this. And she has tremendous faith and believes that if she just, Jesus doesn't need to talk to her. Jesus doesn't need to do anything. She so believes, her faith is so great, that just one touch of his cloak, he doesn't even need to know it, and she will be healed. And you know what? It's true. It's true. She touches him, and she is healed instantaneously. But Jesus knows, because it says, what does it say? Who touched my clothes? Because Jesus was aware that the power had gone out of him. And so the disciples are like, Jesus, there's people here all around. Who do we know who touched you? Everybody's touching you. But the woman realized what he had said and what had happened. And so she approaches Jesus and falls down before him, tells him the story. And he says, my daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace, cured of your affliction. And then, so that sums up that story. It's done. Mark finishes with that story, and then he's interrupted. He's interrupted and says, don't bother going to take care of Jairus' daughter. She's dead. And Jesus says, no, absolutely not. We are going. Don't be afraid. Have faith. So he goes inside, and of course he raises Jairus' daughter from the dead with those few famous words that many of us know, Talitha kum, little girl, I say to you, arise. And you know, when Jesus says that to that little girl, it's what he says to all of us, man or woman. When we feel horrible, when we feel like we cannot go on, just know that if we call on Jesus, we call on Jesus and say, help me, he's going to say, arise. He's going to take you by the hand. He's going to say, arise. Now, the interesting thing that I want to point out that isn't something you hear very often, but again, this is from a commentary, the Sacra Pagina commentary that I love and use so frequently. The interesting thing is in this story is that the woman is having a constant problem with a flow of blood. Her life is. She's not able to fulfill her life goal, her mission as a woman, as a child of God, because of this illness. And so Jesus, she's healed. Jesus heals her, right? He allows that to happen. And then this little girl who, if she dies, right, she's a little girl, so she's not, she's 12 years old, so she hasn't yet, you know, technically probably not reached puberty. And so her life, too, has yet to be fulfilled. And that whole idea of God wants us to fulfill the purpose for which we were created, man or woman. And he created us for a purpose and for a reason. And these healings show that no matter where we are in our life, we have a purpose, and God wants us to fulfill that purpose. So there's that, you see a woman, probably an older woman, and then you see a young girl on the cusp of womanhood, and how those two stories are tied together. And Jesus also is reminding women in particular, these are my thoughts, this is my reflection, not from the commentary, but reminding us that we have value and dignity, and that he always cares and wants us to live out the life that we are called to live. And so this week, as you go through your week, and it doesn't matter if you're a man listening or if you're a woman listening, think about that. What is the purpose that you have been called to in this life? And I'm not talking about, you know, are you a teacher or a dentist or an accountant or no, I'm talking about, what is your God-given purpose? Like, how does he want you to spread his word and to show people that he is within you? That's really the question, right? How does God want you to show people he is within you? It's not too much to think about, right? I have faith in you. You can do it. All right, let me know how it goes. Why don't you drop it in the comments if you are so inclined? I want y'all to have a great week, and I will see you again next week. God bless you.